USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The National Archives says it must consult with the Justice Department before releasing to Congress information on President Biden's actions involving the handling of classified documents. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee have requested all documents and communications regarding the files found at Biden's home and former office. The Archives says it must ensure the release does not foul up the special counsel's investigation and has pushed back against GOP criticism that it is treating Biden's handling of documents differently than former President Trump's. After weeks of deadly rains, millions in California are finally getting a break, at least until tomorrow. These residents have seen the destruction firsthand and tell KPIX-TV.
This is the worst. We really haven't seen this much.
It's absolutely terrible. I can't believe it.
The National Weather Service says there's a slight chance for light rain Thursday before the state dries out through the weekend and into the middle of next week. Governor Gavin Newsom today announced emergency tax relief for business owners affected by the storms. Those who qualify can get up to a three-month extension to file their returns, in addition to waiving interest fees and penalties. Small businesses in the city of San Francisco's flood zone are now eligible for up to $5,000 in awards. Wall Street closes today sharply lower as the January rally loses steam. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 614 points, the S&P 500 fell 62, and the NASDAQ dropped 138. Microsoft announcing it'll lay off around 10,000 employees. The news caused shares for the company to take a slide and in turn drag down the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The National Retail Federation says holiday sales fell short of expectations as shoppers felt constrained by rising interest rates and inflation. The State Department says four Americans are among those dead in the Nepal plane crash that killed at least 70 people. A short-haul Yeti Airlines flight crashed on the runway Sunday. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use from the login, and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Possible charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of Rust could be announced tomorrow. A district attorney in New Mexico will issue a written statement at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Alec Baldwin struck and killed Hutchins with an antique revolver during a dress rehearsal for the movie in 2021. New evidence of the murders of four University of Idaho students is being revealed after search warrants have been unsealed. A Washington state judge ordered redacted versions of the documents to be released today. In the search warrants, investigators describe evidence such as blood, DNA, and shoes. The documents also mention what are described as data compilations of information about the victims. Four Americans are confirmed to have died in the plane crash in Nepal.
We are deeply saddened to hear of the tragic Yeti Airlines crash over the weekend, which killed 72 people, including two U.S. citizens and two lawful permanent residents.
State Department spokesman Ned Price. Two high-profile conservative lawmakers are now receiving committee assignments after being stripped of them in the Democratic-controlled House. Here's Ryan Daniels.
House Republicans gave Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar spots on the Oversight and Accountability Committee, which does plan to launch several investigations into President Biden and his administration. Democrats removed Green and Gosar from their assignments due to controversial posts they had made earlier on social media.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,